farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Prairie Lasting Prevention Unit provides some important reminders for farmers and advises increased vigilance beyond the festive season. Find out more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look, sir? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat, sir?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling. Eh?
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit.
The Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit, PLPU, based in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, was established to deal with the issue of prairie larceny across the island. It has since implemented several measures to guide farmers with respect to their responsibilities and the mandates of the law. Prairie Larceny Prevention Officer Sergeant Harry outlined some important factors for farmers to remember.
We ask farmers as best as possible to keep proper records. At the end of the day, when these records are being compiled, and you're trying to reconcile your records with the number of animals that you have, you may find that your records may be reflecting some loss, and you may attribute that loss to stealing, when in fact the records are not properly kept.
Sergeant Harry urges farmers to have accurate documentation of their livestock in order to protect themselves and their investments. This, he says, will assist in the managing of business operations and can also aid the police during an investigation. Butchers are required by law to advise the police of the type and number of animals they intend to slaughter at least 12 hours prior. Failure to do this will result in prosecution under the License of Control Order.
Prior to slaughtering animals, they are supposed to give the police at least 12 hours notice of intention. So they are supposed to attend the station closest to the area of slaughter and notify the police of the type of animal, the amount that they intend to slaughter at least 12 hours prior. And what we have found is that during our enforcement effort, 90% of the butchers are not fulfilling this legal requirement. And so we have begun to prosecute butchers under the Livestock Control Order for failing to give notice of intention.
Farmers are being urged to use livestock branding and tags as a means of making their animals uniquely identifiable. Sergeant Harry also recommends that they fence their properties and install warning systems as well as keep their surroundings free from bushes.
Ensure that you have some unique identification mark on your animals, whether it be tattoo, whether they are tags, whatever marking you choose. Ensure that you have some unique mark on your animals so that they can easily be identified in the case that they are stolen or even if they are stolen and slaughtered.
Prairie Larceny Prevention Officer, Sergeant Damien Harry. To report farm theft, contact the Prairie Larceny Prevention Hotline at 927-7778, 978-2631, 927-9910 or call 119 or 311. And now for a Jamaican proverb of the day. Bend a tree when it young, when it old it will broke. Translation: bend the tree when it is young, when it is old it will break. And this means, it is easier to train a young child than an older person who is set in his or her ways. That's it for today's program. For producer Keisha Card, I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.